Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program, and I hope you had a glorious night of sleep. Man, last night was phenomenal sleep for me. It was much appreciated, and I pray that you are getting to benefit from your relationship with God, and it's bringing you great rest spiritually and overlapping into the physical realm as well. So today we're going to get into the Word of God. We're going to be in Acts chapter 15. We're continuing to look at how one person being educated by God and grasping spiritual truth can impact not only himself, but it can impact other people. It can impact the church. And then it even goes on even further. And that's what we're looking in Acts chapter 15. That we can see that people can not only be benefited by the gospel, but there can be culture change brought to the church. And so today I want to start out by saying thank you to Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. And I still can't tell you how many times I am going through Facebook and somebody will ask a question about landscaping or pavers or all sorts of different landscaping projects. I remember seeing one here a few weeks ago about, you know, who could help me with some drainage issues on my property, and the very first recommendation that popped up was Coastal Image Landscapes. Dan and his wonderful team are the people that I have dealt with. The phone number for the company is 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. The way I understand it, there are two divisions. There's the lawn care division, and then there is the landscaping division. Landscapers are the ones that I've dealt with pretty much. And, you know, a future project that I will be contacting them about at some point in time. Now is not that time. He told me, he said, hey, anytime you're ready for a putting green, you just let me know. And that sounds pretty enticing to me. But whatever project you might have going on, they can give you all of the assistance that you need. I contacted them about something at the church and said, hey, is this a plant or is it a tree? And I was pretty sure it's a tree. And he responded, he said, yeah, that's a tree and we can take care of that for you. And they did. And I was thankful because I'm pretty sure it was the type of tree that we had removed from our property in a different location, and I didn't need it growing where it was showing up there. Coastal Image Landscapes, Dan and his family love Jesus, and so I pray that you will consider them as you consider your landscaping issues. 321-208-2281. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. And thank you to everyone who's called in this week and has agreed to be a part of WMIE's ministry over the next 6 months with your financial and prayer support. If you have not done that and would like to do so, you can still reach out to them, 321-632-1000. That's 321-632-1000. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. To the Word of God we go. We are going to be in Acts chapter 15. I'm going to go ahead and read verses 6 through 11. We've already covered verses 1 through 8, or 6 through 8, but verse number 6 begins this way. Now the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter. And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, "Men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us, and made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they are." So in verse number 8, Peter tells this council, if you will, that God had acknowledged the Gentiles because he gave to them the same gift that he had given to the Jewish believers on the day of Pentecost. And so he says, giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. So this discussion says, what he's done in my life, what he's done in your life, we are now witnessing God do that in the lives of Gentiles, people who are not of Jewish background. And again, this is an acknowledgement. This gift of the Holy Spirit was one of the ways that God acknowledged them. And we've talked about how important that is. Listen, I believe parents need to be the greatest source of affirmation that their kids have. I am a believer that my daughters needed to have the greatest affirmation in their life coming from their father. I didn't want my daughters growing up with negative daddy issues, and so I really set out to set the bar high so that they would not be vulnerable to people who were not living up to a godly standard. I didn't want them going running after a guy who wasn't passionately in love with Jesus. I wanted him to be in love with Jesus before he was in love with my daughters. And so I was constantly affirming. There were things my wife would say, don't talk about this with the kids, you know. I've got this going on, and it's best if this comes from me, not from you. And it's like, okay, you understand women better than I do. But I did know this, that when I would take my daughters out on daddy-daughter dates, I wanted them to know that I believed in them, I was thankful for them, and I wanted to do everything in my power for them to be set up for success. Well, you say, well, what about your son? I did the same thing with him. I always believed in him a lot of times more than he believed in him. And all of my kids are much more talented than I am. They are off to a great start in life. Not one of them is identical to the other. We recognize that God had created three individuals that we were not supposed to create clones of ourselves out of, but we were supposed to be able to say, when it came to the relationship with Jesus, follow us as we follow Christ. And so don't be afraid to give someone a compliment. Don't be afraid to admit that you were wrong. So Peter said, God acknowledged believers and he gave them the same gift that he gave to us, that is God the Holy Spirit. Now, it's when you look at verse number nine begins with a conjunction, which is the word and, meaning that the acknowledgement not only was accomplished through the gift of the Holy Spirit, just like had been given to Jewish believers, but there is a secondary acknowledgement that came from God the Father as well, that not only had the Jewish believers experienced, but that the Gentile believers had experienced. So I was at a conference not too long ago. They were talking about generational issues and people who were born back before 19, let's see, I think it was born up to 1958 or something like that, or 48. I don't remember how they had it broken down into 5 age groups. I want you to know that I wasn't in the oldest age group. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But they were talking about the different things that people had grown up with. And I want you to know, one of the things that they didn't mention was the typewriter. Now, I remember when I was in high school that we had to type a term paper. It was a 10-page term paper. And that term paper, I had to type it on, it was an old machine. I don't want you to think it was brand new or anything like that. It was an old machine. It was a 1939 Underwood typewriter. I mean, to get the buttons to go down, you really had to be emphatic. It was not a quick process. It took me all of my Christmas break to type that. And so that was the generation. Typewriters, I remember when I got out of college, that electronic typewriters and IBM Selectrix, I think it was called. I remember the church secretary had one of those things, and it's like, oh man, that is just the greatest thing that I have ever seen as far as typewriters. And then not long after, when I was in college, I remember a friend of mine, he got a computer, and it's like, ooh, that's really good. And not long after we got married, I bought a cheap computer, and so there's been all this progression in the way that you put onto paper all of these different things. And so every once in a while, somebody will post a thing up on social media that said, you no longer have to put two spaces behind a period. That was for the typewriter generation. And I was like, you know, as best I can tell, the rules of grammar have not changed. And, you know, I get a little frustrated when a perfectly good word is corrupted by a, you know, celebrity or something like that. And all of a sudden, you can't use that anymore. So I want you to know, conjunctions are still conjunctions. I still believe in the comma, the semicolon, the colon, and the period there, the exclamation point. I still believe in all of that stuff. So this conjunction says that God acknowledges believers by giving them the Holy Spirit, and it continues that he acknowledges them by making no distinction between them and us. No distinction between Jewish believers and Gentile believers. No distinction between people who were legacy believers, in other words, they had walked with Jesus for quite a while, and new believers. That's a phenomenal thing. No distinction between young and old. No distinction between male and female. He makes no distinction. A believer is a believer is a believer. And there are no second-class citizens when it comes to the kingdom of God. If you are born again, you have asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins, you have committed your life to him, you want him to be the Lord of your life, and he brings his heavenly entourage into your life, Jesus never comes into your life empty-handed. He comes bringing the best of heaven and makes you and I joint heirs with Jesus Christ so that we can live the life he always wanted us to be. That means that there is no distinction. There is no distinction between the pastor and the person who is just giving their heart to Jesus. All of us get to heaven the exact same way. So I will tell you that I find it interesting how sometimes people hold pastors up to a different standard. Now, the Bible does say that those that teach and preach the word of God are going to be held to a higher standard, and that's a very humbling thing. Listen, if you are wanting to go into the ministry because of you've seen somebody become very famous because of that, you need to understand that that is the exception and not the rule. And a lot of times people, if they're not careful, their celebrity will overtake their character. And the next thing you know, they're washing out. They blew in, blew up, and blew out. They're just gone. I've said, I don't want to be that. I want to be that person who is continuing to serve Jesus till my very final heartbeat and my very final breath. I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. And so there is no distinction. So I was going to tell you there was a person one time, and they were talking about the way that I was dressed on Sunday morning, and they commended me. They said, finally, we see a pastor who dresses like a pastor. That Sunday, I happened to have a suit on. Now, understand that we're not into fashion statements. I'm one of the only guys that wears a suit, and that's not every week. What was interesting was the person that made that statement was not dressed anywhere close to that. Their standard was the pastor should be dressed one way and everybody else should be able to dress just the way that they are. I believe this, a righteous standard is a righteous standard for everybody. Not just because you have a position, but because, you know, you're in a relationship with Jesus and you're wanting to present your best to the King. So I'm not a big fan of people judging one another by their attire on a superficial status. You know, what is one person's best ought to be acceptable enough for you and for me. So there is no distinction. Jesus breaks down the wall of hostility. He breaks down the barriers that humanity has constructed to separate us from one another. You're either redeemed or God wants you to be redeemed. And so he said, and made no distinction between us and them. So I ought to be able to get amens and hallelujahs to absolutely all of that, you know, you're a believer. There's not going to be a Baptist neighborhood in heaven and an Assemblies of God neighborhood and a Methodist neighborhood. And then there's going to be a non-denominational neighborhood someplace. None of that is going to go on. It's only going to be populated by the people who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So what does that process look like? He acknowledged them and made no distinction between the two groups. And here is how he did it. He purified their hearts by faith. He purified their hearts by faith. Now, I will share with you that this concept here is a concept that I feel very strongly about and feel like it is underemphasized in the body of Christ in 2022. Okay, the Bible describes that not only does he forgive us our sins, but he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He purifies our hearts. So several years ago, we did something that we had never done, and that was we bought a refrigerator freezer that actually had an ice dispenser and a water dispenser made into the door. We've had refrigerators with ice makers, and those would always be frustrating when they would break. But this one has the dispensing system right there in the door. What I didn't understand at that point in time was that that meant that they were designed with a filtration system, which by watching a YouTube video and praying for a minor miracle to take place, you can actually get that hidden compartment open and you can change the filter. And the reason that I know that it's time to change the filter is because there's a sensor that comes on and it tells you, hey, you need to prepare. You need to make sure that you have on hand another filter because your filter is going to need to be replaced soon. If you want to continue to experience the clean, pure water, you need to have a replacement filter on hand because you're about to need it unless you're going to be drinking lower quality water than what you care. And then at some point in time, it says, okay, we're done here. We are no longer filtering out the things that you want us to filter out. And so at that point in time, then you go through all of that process and you can change the filter and all of that. I think that it is important for me to sound the alarm here in 2022 that the church needs to make sure that its filtration system is still working the way God wants it to. You see, the best way for that filtration to take place is for God to change our heart. It's described here that he purifies our hearts by faith. Now, that doesn't mean you got to go out and swap out your faith. They don't sell faith at Home Depot. They don't sell faith at the appliance store. They don't sell faith at Walmart. Faith is a gift from God. And you want, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a little saved. I want there to be ample evidence that if I ever get drug into a courtroom, that there is ample evidence that I am a born-again believer, a child of the living God, and here is boxload after boxload after boxload of evidence to support that. And one of those contributions of evidence is that my heart has been purified by faith. So what does an unpurified heart look like? Well, it's not just something that happens in people who are just coming into faith. That's the beginning of the process. But if we aren't careful, we can allow a lower standard into our life than what God wants. The Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, a person that I know, it's in a different state, was telling me at one point in time they'd gone to a church service and that they had a celebrity speaker that day. And as they were up there and speaking, a word that you will not find me utilizing in my vocabulary came out of this celebrity speaker's mouth as he was sharing from the pulpit that day. Very famous, especially in that part of the country, and a word came out, and I'm not going to condemn him for the use of the word, but it's a word that is used in common everyday language by unbelievers, but I think believers ought to have their hearts purified to where we don't use that word. And so I was talking to this person, they were telling me that story, and they said, well, our pastors at our church have redefined profanity to just where it's three words, and he didn't tell me what three words that they were, but everything else was socially acceptable. Well, I believe that that God wants to purify our hearts so that our mouths represent the holiness of God more than the language of the world. Okay? So I don't want anger being the predominant thing that comes out of my mouth. I don't want complaining to be the number one issue that comes out of my mouth. I want words of life and words of faith. I want holy words, words that are going to edify instead of words that are going to tear down. I tell you that story to say this. One of the ways that we can recognize that we need to hit the altar just a little bit and say, God, would you do a work in my heart, is when the things that are coming out of our mouth do not show a great deal of distinction between what is coming out of our mouths and what is coming out of the mouth of the world. When there's not much difference there, we need to be asking God, is there something you would like to do in my life? So I was talking with a relative here a few weeks ago, and you know, a lot of people, whenever they say God speaks to them, it's like he's patting them on the head and telling them what amazing example they are. And I was telling this person, when God speaks to me, it's normally a word of admonition that there is an area in my life that he wants me to take action and wants to make me better. And so I shared with this person some examples, and they laughed and they said, oh, you got in trouble. Listen, I would much rather God correct me on this side of eternity when there is a chance for me to repent and do better than I would to wait and get to the other side of eternity and find out that there was a whole lot that God wanted to correct in my life and I just didn't grant him the access. You want to know how God acknowledges you? He gives you the Holy Spirit. He lets you know that you are no different than anybody else who has ever asked Jesus to forgive them of their sins and be the Lord of their life. And he purifies your heart by faith. May today God purify my heart and your heart so that we better represent him at the end of the day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Your cross gave life. Oh. salvation, full restoration, promise for all.